morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you can be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit it with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, my name is Neil Slopham. Head coach of men's soccer and futsal with the Kiana Huskies.
All right. So how long have you been the coach with us?
I came here right out of COVID, so I'm going into my fourth year now with the program. Prior to this, I had both the women's and the men's team. But this year here, we were able to hire someone full-time onto the girls' side.
Nice.
And so now I get to focus on this one too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
And so you're obviously not from Fort McMurray, you came here during COVID. So where are you from originally?
Originally from Europe. So when I was, almost 18, 17,
yeah.
I immigrated here from the Netherlands.
Okay.
And so I came here, obviously from a country where soccer is like a religion. And so that's naturally where it came from. Played my whole life, and then my family is in Lethbridge, which I spent most of my time in, but the 6 years, almost 7 years prior to coming to Fort Mac, I was in Calgary.
Okay. So born and raised in the Netherlands.
Yes.
Why did you leave?
Opportunity. Okay. So my parents and my family in general, so I have an older brother as well, is opportunity. You know, Europe is great, but it's limited opportunity because of the dense population, and you know, you have a lot of competition and jobs there. So as a family, we decided that an adventure could be suitable for us, and it's been the adventure, and it's worked out great so far.
Nice. How old were you when you guys started this adventure?
Only, to be honest with you, the opportunity came up. And a year later, we were here.
So like your age at the time?
So 16 at the time 16. That we started it, and 17 by the time we moved. So it was a very quick turnaround.
And what was that like for a completely different like culture? I don't even know what your culture is like.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, extremely different, but in many ways, very positive. You know, we've always loved the outdoors as a family, so it was a natural fit. I'm not gonna lie, when we landed in Calgary, I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. And then we drove down to Lethbridge, and you know, half an hour out of Calgary, it looks like the Wild West to someone that is not used to Canada.
Yeah.
And I definitely looked at my parents and asked them where the hell they were bringing me. But you know, it was great. And this is why I love sport, and this is why I always want to work in sport, because it's a sport that allowed me to connect the two. So if you immigrate, when you make a big move, whether it's just a move within a city or the country, or immigrating like I did, it's hard to find your new niche, your new kind of environment, your new culture. And you know, the sport and soccer especially, because it's super multicultural, sport in general is that bond that you then immediately have. And so, you know, pretty quickly after moving here, I got onto a traveling team, played at a pretty good level here, and you know, instantly had a group of friends that then kind of set me up for the life in Canada.
Right, nice. Big up to sports.
Yes, 100%. Everything is for sport.
So let's talk about the Netherlands for a second here. Now, they're a dominant team, globally.
Yeah.
It's a country that just like produces soccer.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, from my point of view, I'm a little bit boring to watch.
Sometimes.
In regards to like, they're so good and just so like, they're like almost like robots. You're like, how are these guys so robotic? Which you gotta give love to in regards to like, how does that even start? When does the drilling process start in that soccer program to create a dominant soccer team like that just is like you're just watching, like, how?
Well, I think it comes back to what I said to start. It's the sport's like a religion. So there's not a single person in that country that doesn't know the basic rules of the sport, that doesn't know the teams that are in the national competition. So it's a natural connection to, you know, I would say 95% of any boy specifically, and in recent years also every girl, play soccer right from the get-go. You know, so for me,
what do you mean get-go?
As soon as you can walk.
Really?
You know, like that's, as soon as you could walk, like I think I officially joined my first club at five or six years old, you know, and that's when the organizational piece starts. And similar to Canada, it's young people and it's all about having fun at first, but the amount of people that are in it and then the passion that comes with it, I think is a big escalating factor into, you know, getting to be a dominant, you know, country or dominant players in a sport.
My parents are from South America, Guyana, so they don't got a team, so like growing up we always used to cheer for Brazil. And like Brazil is just so like loose with it. But like you guys just rush. Like I know back in the day Brazil was Brazil, but like the world's scene for soccer has changed so dramatically, especially over like the last 10 years. Man, where you're from, just straight up robots out to destroy. It's amazing to see that.
We've been lucky because we've had some very, you know, influential people in the soccer world, right? Like everybody in our world knows Johan Cruyff, and he really kind of was early days on how the game is played out. And I think it's a big piece of why our national team and our youth players have been relevant for so long, because we kind of broke the mold initially. And even in the 60s and 70s, we had some people that weren't afraid to try something new, and a lot of that turned into what we have now. And Johan Cruyff's obviously known for total football, which is what they started at Barcelona, went into the national team, he was involved with Ajax, which is the biggest club in the country. So we've always been kind of on the forefront of these new things, and a lot of that has stuck around and is what makes up the modern game now.
So now that you're here in Fort McMurray, like your team is so diverse from all around the world, all around the country. How is that managing all of those different cultures, talents, languages as a coach? That must be close to your job. How are you doing?
Honestly, it's probably the best part of my job. I've always enjoyed other cultures. Obviously, it came natural to sport, but obviously us immigrating as well. You know, a lot of these kids, I know what they're going through because I've done it firsthand. But to me, you know, a team with a good culture has the ability to overachieve of what they probably should be achieving. And on the flip side, if you have a very talented team with a poor culture overall, I think as soon as there's some adversity or something doesn't go quite the way you wanted it, it tanks really quickly. And so it's something that we focus on a lot here as a whole as Huskies Athletics, but me personally as well. And it's like a melting pot, you know, so we pay attention to it. Like we talk about people's different cultures and ethnicities and backgrounds, and we get them to learn about each other naturally. And a lot of that is for humor. Our team jokes around all the time. I love sarcasm. I'm happy and lucky enough that the players are very similar. And we can give and take it to each other. So it's kind of like a common ground where everybody's comfortable very quickly. And to me, that's the main thing. You know, like you said, we have players from all over the world. Almost every province of Canada we've had at some point. And everybody's from different backgrounds. Some have had it really nice and comfy. Some people have had nothing to their name their whole life. So outside of being from the same country, there's still a lot of diversity in that as well, which to me is the coolest part of my job.
Now, when you first came here, Aaron Lethbridge, you're driving down, you said it looked like the Wild Wild West. What were you thinking when you were coming to Fort McMurray?
You know what, I've never been someone that gets too stuck on whatever other people might tell me or whatever idea other people are trying to create. I like making my own opinion of things. And, I've been to Fort McMurray as a college player myself a couple times. And so I had a little bit of interaction with it. Like I've been in this building, so I understood what type of facilities were here. But the community itself I didn't know a lot about. And so when the opportunity came up, I did some research on the people that I knew and trusted their opinion. And everybody had the same thing where it has the struggles like any other community, but there's a community, which is a lot more than could be said for a lot of other places, right? You know, in Calgary there's pockets, but I wouldn't say that the city as a whole has a community because of its size, right? So I think the really cool part, you know, I like being in the outdoors, and that's really what this area is, right? So the fact that I live in Uptown and I can walk 2 minutes from my house and be on the Birchwood Trails with my dog is amazing to me, right? And that's something I could do in Calgary. Calgary had to drive an hour towards the mountains, which is beautiful, but it was an hour, right? So You know, I think it's great. And I never got too stuck on, like, it's an oil and gas town, you know, all these preconceived ideas that people have and opinions that they have. Because I like making my own.
Yeah. So it's been going good for you so far.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, the community's been great, very, very open, very, you know, really good at what we're trying to do with the programs. Everybody's responding to what we're doing as Huskies Athletics. Every day we have different people trying to become involved in some different way, whether that's volunteering at our events or simply just being a fan in the stands.
Yeah.
You know, we have kids that run up to our student athletes at all sports asking for their signatures, and you know, it's they're superstars here, right? And so it's amazing seeing that, because they're so uncomfortable with it, which is fun for me to see.
Yeah.
But it's so genuine from the community that it's just an amazing picture to see. You know, we had a charity game last weekend, and we're doing our official warm-up as our group, and there's 8 kids that just run right into the warm-up while we're doing it.
Yeah.
And you know, they need to have it now. So they had a poster, they wanted everybody's signature on it, and then they left, right? So, but it's so genuine that the kids are like, oh, but we're doing this.
Absolutely.
But they understand the bigger picture. Yeah. So it's been amazing.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, listen, unfortunately, Tanner Tapp has watched. That means we're out of time.
For sure.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, camera, the lights. Have fun.
Perfect. Well, the biggest one for me is we had an amazing season last year. We won the ACAC championship in soccer, as well as in futsal, but the soccer one was major because it gets us to the national stage. We ended up fourth there, but the cool part is on September 14th, we have our home opener, and we will do a banner and trophy presentation there with some of the players that were there from last year, as well as their sponsors and other people involved. So it'll be amazing for everybody to come up.
Very cool, very cool. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Kerry from Peachtree Rose, and the beautiful people at Coldwell Bank. Hope everybody's having a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I just dies at this. That's another Mac City Morning Show done.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.